Hello everyone, I'm John. I'm an alcoholic. My sober date is 10/19/25. I have done all the steps. I have a sponsor. I don't have any sponsees, but I'm looking forward to sponsoring others in the future. I have a home group. I'm going to speak on that home group in just a moment. It's the Men's Southside Black Belt at the Presbyterian Church in Palmasia. We meet every Monday at 7 o'clock. I really like the black belt format. For those of you who aren't familiar, I'll speak more to that in just a little bit. Before I do, though, I figure I should probably qualify myself and share a little bit about my story. This is actually my first time speaking in this meeting, as you can probably guess, given my fairly short stint in sobriety. I've known I'm an alcoholic for probably a fairly long time. When I was a freshman or sophomore in high school, my mom got kicked out of our house. I'm the oldest of six kids, so it was really tough on my dad. And it was for boozing, right? She was driving us around drunk, tried to set the house on fire, a bunch of really messed up stuff. But she's got 13 years sober now, which is great. But at that period in time, my father started taking us to Al-Anon, which is great, right? First introduced me to the idea of a 12-step program. And I think given my recent legal issues, that experience helped drive me to finally find AA a few months back. I've been to AA meetings before this stint, so to speak, my first real shot at getting sober. I've been arrested for DUI four times. Two of those were in the month of October in 2025. I'm still facing all those pending legal charges. If you can't tell, though, I'm not down and out about it. Big, huge, maybe the biggest reason why, other than God, is my participation in this program. And trust in my higher power, right? But the first time I should have known I was an alcoholic, right? I was 16 years old. Then I had already gone to Al-Anon a number of times by then. You'd think watching my mother with her experience would have been enough to not drink, but we're alcoholics, right? I was still drinking on and off in high school, but I got so drunk one night, and we were 16 years old at the time, so, we were scared to tell parents or the police, but the friends that I was with, they had to shove a pen down my throat to make me throw up because I had turned blue in the face. I'm lucky to be alive today after a night like that one. Got through high school, fine. Got through college, fine. Got a job. Had the same job for 7 years. Let's hope I keep it, pending my legal status still ongoing. I have court in 2 weeks. I got my first DUI when I was 20. I was bartending. I blacked out at work. Didn't remember much of the arrest. Got charged with it. I got my second one in Washington State. I was speeding. I wasn't blacked out for this one. I was speeding, got arrested, went to jail again. I completed what's called a deferred prosecution program. So I did get that one wiped from my record. So I went through treatment and stuff. That was the second time I went to one AA meeting. After each of those DUIs, I went to one AA meeting. Left. Didn't even pick up a white chip, just left. Things were good for a while. I was still drinking a little bit of other stuff too, but mostly just drinking. Managed to keep the job all these years. I had one non-work incident that caused me to almost lose it. Instead, I got demoted because of a drinking event that occurred. Again, lucky to have the job in spite of all that stuff, and by the grace of God. Got done with the deferred program just at the beginning of 2025. Thank God again, I completed that. But yeah, I got two DUIs in the month of October last year. One in the state of Maine. I was arrested for DUI, even though I didn't get stopped in traffic. It's a weird story. I'm not going to tell that story. 2 weeks later, if this is an alcoholic, I don't know what is. I got one here in the state of Florida. Completely blacked out during that one. Lucky I didn't hurt anyone or myself. Anyways, because I knew through my prior times in AA, right, the same thing I did after the DUI in Maine, I went to one meeting, picked up a white chip this time. Then didn't go again for the next couple weeks. But I knew that was a place that I could find empathy. I knew that it was a place that other people had gotten sober. I knew my mom had used it to get sober. She'd been sober 13 years. I got a sister who's been sober for over two now. So I got out of Pinellas County Jail on October the 19th, and 3 hours later, I went to 3333. Went to 3333 the next day, picked up the white chip the first day. I met my sponsor at Yana the day after that, and things have been good, right? I've had all this stuff hanging over my head. I could be really depressed and sad and down on myself, but I'm not. And a big, huge reason that, again, is because of what I've found in these meetings, the people that I found in these meetings, God, who I did not have in my life for a long time, that I found once again. And I've been doing what they tell me to do, right? There's a lot of people here that have a lot of time that have been doing the right thing, the next right thing for a long time. So I've been doing that, right? They tell me to go to a meeting almost every day. I've been going to a meeting almost every day. It's nice. I can look out here and see a lot of familiar faces, actually, in spite of only being sober for going on 3 months. The support I found has been phenomenal. The home group that I found has been phenomenal too, right? I'm not sure how much y'all are familiar with the black belt format, but what's nice about that format is you don't have a choice. You can't just sit in the back and leave and not talk to anybody. Everyone speaks in those meetings. Crosstalk is allowed, so people give you advice. The new folks share early. So I'm a new person, right? There's a lot of folks with a lot of time in that meeting, so I share early. And people call you out on your BS, right? They'll tell you what you should do or what you shouldn't do. It's really built a wonderful community for me. It's one I can ride my bike to since I can't drive, which is also nice. You know, it's important that whatever home group you do select, that you not only feel home there, but that you can get there regularly, right? If your schedule doesn't allow for you to be there, it's probably not the best choice for a home group. You want it to be one that you can, you know, show up and continue to be a part of. But more so than just the format, it's really just about the guys that I met there. It is a men's group. But I'm someone who believes that you find God in other people. And man, have I found God every time I'm there. I still have all my stuff pending, right? So I might actually be moving into a sober house on Monday next week. Maybe, according to my attorney, that might help keep me out of jail. We'll see. So I'm going to take their advice, right? I'm finding God through them too. And I'm sure there'll be some wonderful stuff I can learn in treatment and in a sober house. I'm not exactly excited about moving out, but I don't have a bad attitude about it. I was sad the first day, just like I was after all this other stuff. But one of the other reasons why I've been able to stay so positive throughout this entire process, outside of just God and the wonderful community, killer sponsor, it's a serenity prayer, right? I was lucky to have learned that at the age of 15 going to Al-Anon, right? And I've taken that to heart for years. I think that's a way to happiness, right? It's by truly living that serenity prayer, accepting what you can't control, controlling what you can, because it doesn't mean you just sit back and, you know, take it, right? You control what you can control, which means taking action, right? Going to meetings is one of the things I control, right? Being there for others is one of the things that I control. One thing that I struggled with at first as someone who always prided himself on his independence was asking for help. My sponsor has been very quick to remind me that when I ask him or others for help, I'm helping them stay sober too, which I very much appreciate, and it helps me feel better about asking for help. So anyone who's new, afraid to ask for help, please know that people are here with 13 years, 10 years, whatever it is, because they want to help too, and it helps them stay sober, right? They're doing it for themselves as much as they're doing it for you. That's what's really cool about this, right? It's something that when you're sharing this stuff with other people, it's not like giving somebody a cookie that you lose, right? It's, you get two cookies, right? You share it with someone else, they get one, you get one. That's an analogy I've always really liked, and it's a little goofy, but the home group that I have is a big reason why I feel so encouraged. It's a nice base, especially that format where we share with each other and keep each other accountable too. I've got 40 or so phone numbers just from that group that I can call at any time, and I'm working on being better about reaching out to those folks on a more consistent basis, especially if I'm not going to be able to see them for a while. But keep coming back, guys. This isn't just a way to stay sober. It's a way to live a happy life, right? Find someone that you like. If you don't have a sponsor already that is living a life that you can see yourself living, learn from them, do what everybody's telling you, because so far it's working for me. Again, I'm only in my third month, but I'm hoping this is the third month of many, and keep coming back. Thank you.